Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to Friday Eve. Sounds like I've got the remix going here on the sound. This is the Cave Show with TLR. This is TLR. Hopefully everyone is having a brilliant, I'm British now, a brilliant Friday Eve. Very special show today. In about 10 minutes or so, we will have off-road racers. That should be fun. We've got a lot of other things to get into today. We've got to talk about breaking news. This is the fun part about coming on at this time. The Lakers, the LeBron James telethon is officially underway. Anthony Davis has decided to waive his trade ticker, and he will be helping the Lakers achieve this $32 million cap space. The Lakers also traded three players to Wizards. We'll get into that too. LeBron James will be giving up number 23. He'll be giving up number 23 to AD. Going to make them all that so much more. Free agency coming, I'll get all that. Your LeBron telethon continues. Please, if you're an NBA team, donate to help them. All that said, this is the Cave Show, Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by the Dermal Response. Sorry, it's back from located on Palmer School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know the PLR Center. They'll take care of you, so you have about 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member. Get a lock on it, back up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Watch one of the mini TVs. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Located on Alma School and Channel Heights, 4991 South Alma School. Make sure, like I said, you get in there. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will take care of you to the tune of 10% off of your cigar purchase. Some restrictions do apply. But check in to be sure. Short window here. Let's get all the calls in that we can. Calling number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Do have a call on hold. Thank you for waiting. This is PLR and the Cave Show.
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, you know, I didn't think it was going to be long before the Lakers were going to try and do something. You know, and they made a trade with the Pelicans a short time ago, and I don't know what to really make about this trade. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's gonna really help them or hurt them, and guess see what you know, what's gonna be on the other side with Davis since he's going to the Lakers. I mean, do you think Davis is gonna really help this team?
The Lakers?
Yeah.
He's one of the top five players in the NBA. All of
yeah,
all
but
all
you know
all
how when players sometimes, you know, do well and they come over to another team, they just, like, seem to tank. You know, you got all your high hopes on this one guy, but then you have a second-rate banana team like the Lakers who are there. Because, you know, a lot of people thought that when LeBron came over to the Lakers last year, they thought they were going to win a championship. And instead, they turned to be even worse.
Well, okay. I think there's some factors in there that we got to add in. One, the Lakers had, as much as it pains me to say it, I think that there was some missed opportunities, but the Lakers had a lot of injuries last year, a lot of injuries. And because they were a team that was, you know, headed to the playoffs before LeBron got hurt, and even when he got back, it just never all fell together. So I don't want to say that. Two, they traded for one of the top five players in the league. They didn't just trade for a bum. They got a guy. They got the guy. And now since he's agreed to waive his trade kickers, and the Washington Wizards have gotten in on the LeBron James telethon giveaway to help him win a title, they just took three players and got a second round pick, which made the AD trade not a trade directly from the Lakers to the Pelicans, but a three-team trade, which means the deal is now effective July 6th instead of July 30th. So now the Lakers have $32 million to go shop. Either give up 32 or they could.
Yeah. I get it.
Their history says that they're going to end up getting somebody. I mean, there's not a point in Laker history that says that they end up not making the right move. You know what I mean? They're not that organization. So eventually they end up doing what they just did. And they end up nailing not only the star, but now they have money to play with. I definitely think they're going to build around him, and I definitely think they're going to end up with another good player, and I definitely think they're going to get to the playoffs, and I definitely think they're going to get far. Now, is LeBron James going to be healthy in his 17th year? Is Anthony Davis going to be able to play, you know, 70, 75 games? Who will be the third player? Who will be the role players, the bench players? How will it all come together? How will Kyle Kuzma, you know, lock in? I get all that, but at the same time, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, 1-2 punch, probably one of the better 1-2 punches in the NBA. So they'll definitely do well.
Okay, one more quick question. Yeah, the NBA says they're looking to maybe change things up within the coming years, like 2021-22. Saying they want to get an in-season tournament, number one, which I think is ridiculous, and number two, trying to shorten the season. I mean, if they want to talk about short-shortening their season, it should be baseball, because 162 games is a lot more than the NBA and NHL. You know, so if anybody should be complaining about, you know, the season's too long, it should be a MLB season. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, I think baseball should go back to 154 games.
I think
it
should go to 130.
The NBA, well, here's the thing I say about all these leagues that in theory say they want to shorten games, except for the NFL that deep down still wants to do 18. But I just want everyone to stop and think for a minute. If you cut 20 games, and they're talking about maybe going to 60 games or doing this in-season tournament or all this other nonsense.
Ridiculous.
If you cut 20 games, where are you going to get the revenue? And
you're not.
Are the players going to get back money?
Nope.
Are the owners going to get back money? And,
nope.
And same with baseball. Same with baseball. I covered the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game yesterday.
Right.
Even though I think it should be 154 games, if you give up 8 games, that means yesterday, let's say that was one of those 8 games that went back, there were 30,000 people in the stands. That's 30,000 people. And I know people ride together. There's 30,000 people parking. There's 30,000 people drinking beer. 30,000 people eating donuts, eating cotton candy, eating hot dogs, drinking pop, the whole
yelling
night.
Yelling at the umpire?
Where are you going to get that revenue?
You're
so
not.
At the end of the day, we as fans, we as sportscasters, we as announcers, we can talk about the dilution of talent, too many games, the yada, yada, yada. But at
right.
the end of the day, when all is said and done, nobody wants to give up money. And nobody's going to give up money. So we're not going to see that. Look, baseball,
right.
We talk about giving up money. Baseball is thinking about adding two more teams. So there can be 32 teams so we don't have this ridiculous interleague stuff on. We've seen teams in Miami fail, Tampa Bay, they look like they failed. Florida's just not a spot for baseball. But even with that being said, Lou, they're thinking about adding two more teams. No one's giving up money. That's not even a point. The point is they want to get to 32, and they'll probably add two more teams. So there are people that are going to pay almost $1 billion just for the right to have a baseball team. That money goes in the owner's pocket. They're not giving money up. That's not going to happen.
All right. The dinner bell is rung, so I got a split. So I'll tell you tomorrow because I got some stuff that's a lulu to tell you.
All right, buddy. Look forward to it. Thanks for the call, and we'll catch up with you then. Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of program. Love it when he gives a call in. That is one of my favorite times.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Perfect timing because all calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Online right now, special guest, really pleased to have this young man on. I told you a while ago, to do other things other than the mainstream, everything. We're going to get into racing. We're going to definitely get into some of this off-road racing, which is really just a blast and fun to check out, fun to watch. We have on now a champion, a guy that you really should check out. He's going to tell you about what he's up to, what he's doing. Go to his website. It's really cool. Online with us right now on the Cave Show with PLR on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. The one only, David Pentico. Daly, what's up, my friend? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, man, thanks. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you. Good connection there. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Sounds fun. I've been listening in for a little bit now, listening to all the basketball and the baseball. It's pretty cool. It's different. It's completely different from my world, so. You know, adding teams, dropping teams, players moving over here and there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing how, those sports, you have people complaining. And it's like at a point you're like, how much longer do we have to hear billionaires complain about millionaires complain about billionaires?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I got a bunch of buddies growing up that are in those sports and stuff, and I've just always been in the alternative sport world, so I'm on a whole different ball game, whole different area. So it's definitely interesting, and I like to take pieces, bits and pieces from every sport and try to apply it to mine as best as I can with what they're doing that's right, and then add it in over to my area to see how well I can build off that.
That's cool. The cool part is, though, I was talking to you a little earlier today before you came on, and you were telling me about a big race that's coming up on September 3rd in Wisconsin. And I want you to talk a little bit about that. And you're going to be in that race and how big it is for your sport.
Yeah, man, it's huge. This year's the 50th anniversary, so it's been around for a long time now. And all the best of the best guys will come out and race this one. And it's kind of like, since it's in the Midwest, there's a lot of racers out west in California and stuff, and then there's the Arizona guys, of course, and a few of us out in the West Coast. And we'll come out, and it's kind of like an east versus west type shootout thing. And we got, like, multiple cups and stuff, huge prize money. It's a big deal. The major ones at the end of the day that I'll be racing in is Pro 2 East and Pro 2 West versus the Pro 4 trucks. So since you guys have all the normal sports and stuff, if you're not used to the alternative sport, and especially specifically off-road short course, it's They're full-size trucks that are designed specifically for short course tracks with jumps, berms. We're going like 115 into these corners sometimes, and anywhere from we range down from 30 mile an hour to 100 mile an hour. It's crazy. So throwing it sideways, banging doors, jumping in the air and stuff. It's like Baja trophy trucks, but for short course, like a motocross style track, and it's a blast. So this one's going to be huge. The end of the day is the Amsoil Cup race, so I have an opportunity to race in that one, and it's pretty cool. I'm sponsored by Amsoil, so I get to work closely with that, and I'll be a part of that whole program for the whole weekend. It's like a three-day event. We get about 50,000 people will come out to this race in this tiny little town, and it's awesome.
That is cool. I'm the Kerry Lackey Law line right now, off-road racer and champion, Daly Penico. Daly, what got you into this? Like, what is it? What was the thing that morning you woke up and said, this is what I want to do?
You know, it wasn't really like a wake up and this is what I want to do. Kind of just like, it's just what I do. Like, because I started doing it so young, because my dad was a big BMX guy and mountain biker right when that started to pick up. And then he did some moto and stuff, and he kept getting hurt a bunch, and he was really passionate about the Mickey Thompson off-road trophy, like the trucks, the stadium trucks and stuff back in the day. And he was super into it, and the whole Dukes of Hazzard stuff. He was just like, oh yeah, I want to race trucks. So he got into it. And then they invented these miniature carts that are like the trucks, but they're for little kids that are like 8 years old. And they invented that like in the early 2000s, like 07, 08-ish. And I was just a little guy. I was like six, seven years old. So my dad put me in that, and like for me it was just like a little go-kart. So I was just driving it around for a little bit, and then at about 11 I was 11 years old, my dad was starting a regional series in Arizona with this guy Tim Jones, and they were putting on this series for a bunch of other families and friends to come out and race. That was for like mainly for like the Joes, so they didn't have to go race against the pros, so it wasn't so expensive and so intense. Like, they could go out and have fun. And I started racing in that, and then it kind of just built from there. Like, I got good at it, and I was just like, I think it was like a few years ago. This is years now, but I've been racing for probably nine. This is going to be my ninth year now, so it's crazy.
Wow.
But the last couple of years was like, man, I was starting to beat like some of the big names and some of the pros, and I was like, holy crap, I could actually do this. Like, I could race. So I think it was kind of I was already doing it, and it was just something that I loved. And then now it's actually turning into something that I can be doing for a living. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Describe for me if you could, because I mean, you know, I played traditional sports, basketball, football, baseball. And I know that feeling that you get when you're performing, or, you know, before you get a hit in football, before you take a hit. In basketball, shot clock and all that. But tell me that feeling of going 115 miles per hour at a turn, like, adrenaline-wise, what is that like?
It's nothing you could compare it to, honestly. Like, I know you get it a little bit in sports. Like, I used to run track and do it a little bit, and I'd get a little bit of that feeling, like, on the line before the gun would go off and stuff for a race. And the off-road thing, it's that times like 100, like, I swear, because like we're all on the line. They're 410 block cubic inch motor, so they're pushing out like a little bit over 700 horsepower. So like these motors are just, the rev is crazy, so they're so loud, and you got 20 other guys that are by you, and we're all going from a land rush start dead stop to 100 mile an hour into turn one, and we're all pitching it sideways. So it's me and 20 other psychotic dudes, like who's gonna hang it out longer, like, and then you're just hitting tear offs after tear offs, getting blasted with mud so you can't see, and gotta watch all your temps, make sure the motor's good, like make sure you're hitting your marks and shifting right and the rest. It's a lot of work, and it's crazy. Like, you think it's just sitting down and driving, but it's intense, and there's a lot to it. And just the pressure and the adrenaline rush alone with the anticipation of being on the line it's crazy. But as soon as they drop the flag and you go, it's like, I don't know. I haven't been skydiving, but I feel like that's what it'd be like. Just as soon as you jump, it's just like blissful. Like, it's so much fun.
So I've talked to a bunch of athletes, and I've had some of them say, you know, never nervous. Some say they get nervous. Some say they're nervous, but that's what helps them be a little nervous or a little scared. Are you ever a little nervous or a little scared before a race?
Oh, yeah, for sure, every time. You know, because it's not like a normal sport where I can go do it every single day. Like, so we have, like, test days specifically, and then, like, because I work with these guys, and I work with, like, Roush, and so they need to know, like, every time the motor's being turned over. So, like, it's a big deal. Like, it's not on a NASCAR level, but it's definitely crazy. So, like, we have specific test days set out. Like, I can only go so many times. We only race so many races out of the year. And it's definitely a costly sport, so my budget's a little bit smaller than the other guys, so my schedule's chopped up through the year. So I'll race, like, 6-7 times throughout the season. Last season I raced a full Midwest Series, and I was Rookie of the Year, and I was battling for the championship all the way to the end. So it just kind of depends on your budget each year. So, but, you know, I'm constantly pushing to do all of them I can, but, you know, that budget needs to be there. But so it's intense, like, to not – be able to do it every single day. So I'm always nervous every single time I'm there. I'm always nervous while I'm thinking about it. And if you're not nervous, like, strapping into a 700 horsepower truck racing these guys, like, then you probably shouldn't be racing, like, you know, like, so I'm always getting nerves and butterflies, but as soon as the flag drops, like, it's game time. Like, it's full go. I know what I'm doing. I know what I need to do. I know my marks. I know what I need to hit. I know where my numbers need to be and where my times need to be. So if I'm not, sometimes obviously I'm not hitting them, and then it's just not a good day. But, you know, for the most part, like, I only have so many chances and so many shots. So, like, I really got to be on point. And I'm young. Like, I got to prove myself, because these guys are, like, some of these guys are, like, double my age. Like, I just turned 20, and I'm racing guys that are in their 30s. There's some mid-20 guys, too, but I'm definitely one of, like, the youngest in my class. And there's a lot of guys that are, like, 40s and stuff. So I gotta prove myself.
I'm the Kerry Lackey-Lala here on the Cave Show with PLR, off-road racer and champ, Daily Pinnacle. Daily, a couple quick questions, more questions before I let you jump out of here. One thing that you said that kind of caught my attention, you said this isn't a sport like some of the other sports that you do every day. How often do you do it, and then how often do you have to do it so you can stay sharp at your craft?
You know, it's different, like, because I know I have some friends that are, like they jump into all these different areas. So they're doing go-kart racing over here, and then they're doing some stock car stuff over here, and then they're off to the side over here doing some the rally stuff, some Dirtfish rally, whatever, like they're in all these different areas constantly driving, and I'm always watching them, and I'm like, man, like, I just don't have the budget to go do all those different areas. So I'm always just, I study, I just watch the races. I study my craft, what I do. And I'm lucky enough to have been told that I have a pretty good gift to drive. Like, they tell me, okay, yeah, this kid can drive. So I guess I got a good gift with that, and I just focus and I study a lot of it. And then, definitely some natural talent added into that helps. And then, I'll get probably three, four test sessions out of the year, and about 6-7 races right now. But budget's there, then I can easily go test more, and I can go to more races. It's just about plugging all those pieces together to being able to do it, you know?
So last question about that. The good thing about sports today, unlike a lot when I was growing up, there's more avenues for people to do things. So, you know, when I was growing up, it was more either play basketball, football, baseball, a little bit of soccer here and there, but that was pretty much it. Now there's off-road, there's racing, there's you know, everything that you could think of. Is there money in your sport? So can a young kid say, this is something I want to do, and then turn into a living where they can actually pay their mortgages doing what you do?
Yeah, some of these guys, that's all they do. Like, they work in the shops, they build cars, and they go racing and stuff. And then they put, if you can put the sponsorship together, you can pull it off. So right now I'm able to pull it off because I'm super young and I'm still in college and stuff, going to school in Mesa, and I'm going to transfer to ASU and stuff, and I'm just doing some marketing. So I work with these guys, and I do marketing and promotions with them and different things like that, and just plug it in, plug and play, and just get it done right now. But, you know, some of these other guys, they have big sponsor stuff, so that's all they do, and they don't have to do a bunch of other side stuff. But, you know, I'm still scrapping. I'm scrappy, so I'm trying to put the pieces together still, but it's getting there. It's definitely tough. Like, it's a very select group to be able to get in there. So if you can pull it off, it's awesome. But there's a bunch of different avenues, especially with that whole UTV stuff now, man. It's just blowing up. So, like, and there's those things have races, like, every weekend if you want. It's crazy.
That's cool. Cool. Well, listen, I thank you for coming on. I definitely want to catch up with you after the races in Wisconsin. But could you let everyone know how they can get a hold of you, how they can follow you, how they can keep track of how you're doing with the racing and everything else you have happening?
Yeah, so I got everything pretty much, man. I got – so you follow me on my website, dailypenicoracing.com. The socials, you know, Daily Penico is the easiest way to find me. I got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I try to keep them updated. I'm working on a YouTube series and stuff to add more videos to be more connected with the viewers. So basically, easiest way to find me is just like at Daely Daily. Like, I'll pop up pretty fast. So Daily Pentico. So it's pretty
cool.
Pretty straightforward.
Cool. Well, listen, I appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us, and like I said, I look forward to catching up with you after that big race in September.
Yeah, man, I'll get back with you guys. Come back on the show. It'll be fun. Thank you for having me.
Hey, cool. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day, and I appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
Well, that was cool. Like I told you, we're going to do different things. This is not just one-shot pony type show. So thank you, Daily Pentacle, for coming on with us and talking racing. Let's pay a couple bills here real quick.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
So you heard me call it the telethon, and yes, it is the telethon, the LeBron James telethon. I do not understand for the life of me. For the life of me, why teams are helping the Lakers get better. So I'm going to be a non-conspiracy theory conspiracy theorist. Everyone had Zion going to the Knicks. Zion going to a big market team. Is it fair to conspiracy theory think that by Zion going to New Orleans, you freed up the possibility? And is it a conspiracy theory thought to say that if there was no conspiracy theory and say Zion Williamson did not go to the Pelicans, the chances of AD going to Lakers will be slim to none, because then you wouldn't be able to replace the personality of AD or the talent of AD in New Orleans, and you'd have a fleeing, dying team in New Orleans. But by adding Zion, you now have a very exciting, robust team in New Orleans. Would that be fair to say? Or is that totally conspiracy theory from a non-conspiracy theory, conspiracy theorist? You like that? I mean, how else does New Orleans in the West conspire with Washington to help the Lakers find $32 million in cap space? How is that possible? What the hell do the Wizards want with Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, and Jamario Jones, and a second-round pick? What the hell does that do for the Wizards? So let me just throw this at you one more time just to make this make sense. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, three first-round picks, pick swapping in the opposite years. All that goes to the Pelicans. AD goes to the Lakers, and the Wizards get Isaac Bonga, Jamario Jones, and Mo Wagner. And the Wizards are going to send $1.1 million to the Pelicans. Who was running the Wizards? How does that make sense? AD then decides to waive his $4 million trade kicker. Dude, it's comical. It is absolutely comical. I don't get it. I don't get this one. Pay a couple of bills here. So I don't get it. Make me understand. Like I said,
don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So, I'm going to have some people on Monday. We're going to talk about this. We're also going to talk about a lot about what's going on with the free agents that will be agreeing to sign on Sunday at 3 o'clock. But we'll have more to get into this weekend. By the way, LeBron James is going to number 6. AD is going to keep 23. How about that? There you go. Now we have it all. Oh, real big, I made a suggestion that maybe the Suns should go after a Jeff Teague. And my good friend, the one only Gerald Bourget, was like, hey, what about Malcolm Brogdon? I can see that. And he is a Suns beat writer. That's a good idea. That's the name that was thrown out that I hadn't even thought about. So just thought I'd get that out to you before we get out of here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page. At the Sports Cave, Caves with a K. SportsCave.com, Caves with a K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. And make sure you check out YouTube. That's just Sports Cave. And of course, with a K. Until tomorrow, happy Friday Eve. Thank you for the call in today. Thank you for the Daily Pentico Off Road Racer giving a call in today as well. Big news coming up soon. Keep you abreast on all of that. Until tomorrow, until Friday, everyone have a great Friday Eve. This has been Occasional PLR. This is PLR.